You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? We're going to talk about the Trump gay scandal. Oh, you're wondering what that is? Why don't you pick up a book by Peter Schweizer called Profiles in Corruption? And then listen to the Donald Trump and his princeling chapter. Just check that out. Please do. You really should educate yourself on what Donald Trump is doing. If you're not a Trump supporter, you probably still don't understand what he's doing. You may think you do because you disagree with the crap that he's doing, but you really don't understand what's going on until you dig all the way into what's really, really going on. Do you remember the Las Vegas shooting? You remember the Parkland shooting? You remember all those crisis actors that were involved?
I'm not a crisis actor!
Yeah, you remember all that? Remember all that going on? Well, the reason I ask you if you remember it, and I really want you, I'm emphasizing on, do you remember that? Because you really need to put this all together as far as what's going on right now, because when you look back at all the bad acting back then, and then you look at all the bad acting going on right now, that you may not even realize is just bad acting. You put one and one together and you realize that, oh my God, Donald Trump is responsible for all of this crap. But hey, write great things about him, right? Wrong. But we'll get into that later, probably. I don't know, whatever. I'm just gonna keep going here. Look. I said more than a mouthful, so let me kind of explain what I mean by that. I'm about to cross my arms and mansplain to you. Look, what's going on here is that Donald Trump has... Alright, hold on. I'm trying to piece this all together for you guys. Okay, so you've got those bad actors, right? But then you see what Joe Biden is doing. He's doing bad acting. He's not even good at it. Like, it's to the point to where he is just mocking anything I have said and done and throwing that into the media. Like, I don't know. Like, is that supposed to be like a screw you to me? Is that supposed to be a compliment? Should I be complimented that I'm on their radar? I mean, other people say it's true that I should have, you know, that I should have great feelings of like, wow, what a compliment. And I do. And it's kind of hard not to be or feel insulted by what they're doing. You know, but at the same time, it's like, whoa, that's really a thing right now. So let's kind of dig deeper into that. So what the latest thing that Joe Biden has done is like, you're not black unless you vote for me. Now, that's completely mocking what I've said, because I tell the public that Obama is not black. I call him not black Bin Laden. Or not black Obama. Not black Hussein Obama. Not black insane Obama. And they have twisted what I said completely. Like, whatever they think that I've done to them and their press releases and their press briefings and whatever, you know, saying I'm taking it out of context. No, that is majorly taking what I'm saying way out of context and reconstituting it for their own beliefs and purposes. That's completely different than what I'm doing, because the truth is that Barack Hussein Obama is really Osama bin Laden. And I mean, I've been going on and on about this. So all of my listeners, you know. So, how does that make you feel to know that they're like making a joke of this and putting it out into the media? Oh, you're not black unless you vote for me. what? Like, even people who aren't black are like, what? They don't, like, are you, let me really ask you a question. Are you really that insecure as an African American, which I know that you're not, that you would allow yourself to be intimidated in such a way by Joe Biden? I mean, all they're doing is paving the way for Donald Trump. That's all they're trying to do. They're like, here you go, here you go, here's your rose petals all over this path. You have now had your way paved. Like, that's what they're doing. They're all sucking up to whoever is the man right now. And they're trying to divert attention away from Donald Trump. Like, please tell me that I'm not the only one who understands what just came out of my mouth. Like, you understand, like, this, like, we all know that all politicians do is distract from the dirty business that they're conducting, right? Like, we all know this, right? What was the Las Vegas shooting? It was a distraction, plus profiting, plus blood harvesting with the blood drive that was afterwards for the victims they can't produce. They couldn't produce victims. But all of a sudden, all these people need all this blood? Yeah, right. Yeah, right, that's gross. Yeah, right. Okay, sure. But, like, so we know that there are nothing but distractions coming out of them. So if that's true, then maybe we should focus on what they're doing. Not what they're saying. Because saying and doing, two, like, one thing and the other, are two different things. Saying one thing and doing the other are two different things, right? So we should... Now, I'm not saying to ignore what they're saying so much, but because, you know, we should be condemning that. We should be condemning that type of behavior. That's ridiculous, right? But at the same time, okay, why is this being said over here? What's going on over there, right? Now, people have said, okay, now this Black Lives Matter is, and this whole riot and all this is going on because Hillary Clinton is on trial. Blah, 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 you know what I mean? Like, there was so many things, you know, going on. And while I get that, right, I understand that. But what the real deal is that there is an election going on. There is campaigning going on. And there are crimes being committed with this 2020 campaign. And they're all guilty of it. All of them. They're all guilty of these crimes. It seems like Bernie Sanders is the only one having a change of conscience right now. Like, he's the only one with a freaking conscience. And the others who are trying to stuff down their conscience are acting like they don't have a conscience. But they do. They have a conscience. But they're stuffing it down. What if we get caught? That's probably the first thing out of their stupid mouths. What if we get caught? Get caught doing what? Something really stupid? Yes, something really stupid. Well then, I don't know. We're not gonna get caught. Don't worry, we're not gonna get caught. And then the reassurance comes. You see, like, I know how this all gets played out because I've been through the situation plenty of times where people are telling me the same stupid stuff. Oh, we're not gonna get caught. And then what happens? You get caught. You get caught and you have to pay for your crimes. I mean, am I making enough sense? Am I making myself 100% clear here? Because, like, I've got a lot to cover here, but I really want you to understand the point that I'm trying to make. The crimes they are committing against me, this is war. These are war crimes. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I'd like to say that this isn't war, but this is war. World War II never ended. Do you understand that? World War II never came to a halt. So fears of World War III are ridiculous until everybody signs their treaties. We may have aligned and created this alliance with other countries, but that was just between us. There are still other countries we didn't sign treaties with. There's, you know what I mean? Do you understand? There's no peace in certain countries. Especially here. There's no, you can't even have a peace of mind at this point. The warfare is so intense and immense and palpable, you can't even afford to have a peace of mind right now. And what I mean by that is, let's say you talk to a family member, or even you say something online. You can't even have the peace of mind of putting that out there because somebody, they won't say it to your face. There might be people who comment straight directly to you, right? But the people who directly comment to you are just trying to distract you and waste your time. Make you think about dumb things, right? Oh, that's ridiculous. And then you talk about it. And you talk about how stupid it is, right? But while that is going on, right, that's the distraction. Then you've got these other people who are posting other things in, like, let's say, said group. Or there are other things going on in real life while you're telling your whoever your opinion or the facts even. There are other things going on in the background if you're not paying attention, it's totally going way over your head. It's way over your head. You don't understand it. You don't even see what's going on. Like, for example, I was in this Facebook group and I said all these things that are not necessarily anti-Trump. It's more like shaking the finger at Trump. Like, naughty boy, right? I'm doing the visual so it looks ridiculous to me. But you're like, shame, shame, right? And you're putting it out there. But at the same time, all these other people are posting their own agendas, right? And you don't even have an agenda. You're just trying to be like, dude, look at what's really going on. This is really going on inside the world right now. This is going on in politics. And you guys are missing it. But what you're missing is what they're posting. Because now they've got this agenda to overthrow you. And then they join the group. And then they start posting their own crap. And while they're posting their own crap, it's all pro-agenda. Pro-Antifa agenda, pro-Black Lives Matter agenda. So, like, let's go ahead and say that those two are the same exact thing. It's been the same agenda since the beginning. The whole tranny agenda, the acceptance of gay sex and gay marriage agenda. And it's not even that that's what they're pushing. It's those are the people who are pushing it. Like, I'm going to tell you straight up. If you want to go and be with another dude or you want to be with another female, yeah, you're doing yourself and your country a disservice because you could be creating more people who would come about and be good people and do the right things, be doctors and all these great, wonderful things that people should grow up being, right? And learning how to be. But you're over there sacrificing them at Planned Parenthood, taking the pills, getting them sucked through the little suction thing, tearing their little limbs off piece by piece. And you can turn this off and you can walk away and you can supposedly or allegedly or in so many words, change the channel on what I'm saying. But don't look away. This is going on. Watch the movie Unplanned. Please do. And you know who's supporting this? Who is funding all this crap? And I'm not just talking about the Planned Parenthood, I'm talking about this whole thing. Bill Gates, of course, right? But let's take the attention off of Bill Gates, they said. So then it comes back to George Soros. But nobody talks about Warren Buffett. You know, I've just had it up to here with the crap. You see what I mean? Do you see what I mean? That this is all a distraction. From Donald Trump and Warren Buffett and Jared Kushner. Nobody talks about Jared Kushner. If they do, it comes up for 5 seconds and then we've moved on. Because screw Jared Kushner, that's why. I mean, are you guys following what I'm saying here? And then you've got a distraction such as Tom Morello And he fires back against a would-be fan or whatever. Or somebody who has denounced their band. And this is a press release. But in the meantime, Donald Trump is getting away with crimes. War crimes. Because again, this is a war. This is not a joke. The revolution will not be televised. I've been told that time and time again. And the television will not be revolutionized. Do you see how that's going? They own the media. The devil owns the media. Broadcasting. I seen this meme the other day. They show a witch casting. It says casting. Then it shows people on TV. Behind the monitors and stuff. Behind the cameras. Broadcasting. Casting and broadcasting. Casting abroad. And we'll leave that there. Because I have gone on a real huge tangent that Donald Trump is committing war crimes within the election itself. And I'm moving on to say, I posted a tweet that says the following. As U.S. President, I will promulgate executive orders. The executive orders are as follows. I will rescind the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act. What does that mean? That means you must tell the truth in the media, or it will be against the law. I will rescind the Patriot Act, because I will replace it with something else that is not as crazy as the Patriot Act. I will rescind the National Defense Authorization Act and replace it with something that is not crazy. I will reinstate habeas corpus with amendments. And I will declare Freemasons, also known as the Illuminati, a terrorist group. And I will start to bust that ass. Because all they've done is try to bust my ass for shit I didn't do. That's a terrorist act on a presidential candidate. You know, I had a conversation recently that, you know, this political career of yours or so-called is, it's a fluke. It's you're, you know, basically that I'm nothing or you know what I mean? And that just because I announced that I'm a presidential candidate doesn't mean that I'm God's gift to whatever, right? It was along those lines, right? And I'm not knocking anybody for saying it because they're trying to make a point, and I understand, right? I don't deserve respect because I'm just because I'm an adult and I'm a presidential candidate. No, I'm not saying that, and that's not what I was getting at. I'm saying that, hello, I'm being disrespected. I'm old enough to know better, and I'm running for U.S. president, so therefore I have educated myself enough to think that I'm qualified to run for U.S. president. So please, at least respect the fact that I've come this far and I've done this much work. My political career isn't just a fluke. I've been in the political game for years behind the scenes. I started out being very vocal in politics and volunteering myself, you know, to campaign for others. Then I moved up to being a precinct committeeman in the Ruby District of Phoenix, Arizona. Then I took that even further and I started volunteering because I didn't want to have to deal with elections. It's stupid. If I want to work in politics and I want to do the right thing in politics, I shouldn't have to be told that I'm elected, because what if I'm not elected? I just tuck my tail between my legs and walk away? Hell no. Hell no. Never. I decided to volunteer and then call myself a commanding officer, a volunteer U.S. commanding officer. Not a Navy commanding officer, not an Army, you know, none of that crap. No, I'm here to give you commands. And at the same time, I'm an officer. I'm not an officer of the law. I'm an officer who says what the law is and what you must abide by. And if you don't listen to me, I will rain hell down your throats. You understand? Do you understand what I'm getting at here? I see certain, like, okay, let's just say ICE came out, immigrations, you know, and customs, they came out and said, you know what, they basically used some of the stuff that I want to rescind as tools to bust these people. And I get that. And that's why I say I will replace it with something else. Just because I'm rescinding something doesn't mean that I'm taking away the tools that you use to do your job. No, that is not it at all. I'm making sure that you have the tools that you need, but I'm making sure that I can further that for you to give you even more. I'm not taking away anything from you. I'm taking the stupidity and convolution out of the laws that are written, and I'm making it clear to understand. Because otherwise, that's just plain stupidity. Nobody can understand it. Nobody can follow those laws. Makes no sense. And Gavin Newsom, my God. And all of his, and Mayor Garcetti. They're taking away your rights to freely travel, peacefully assemble, and earn a living, and freely worship God, not the devil. It's ridiculous. They're violating their constitutional oath, and they should immediately forfeit their office and authority, and their proclamations may be disregarded with impunity. And that means anyone, even the governor and the president, should step down right now. It's ridiculous, and I'm tired of it. I hope you understand exactly what I just told you.